Shalom to all! Today we're going to learn Masechta Tamura, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Vav, the very last Mishnah of Masechta, and right afterwards, the first Mishnah of the brand new Masechta, Masechta's Krisos, and today's Mishnahs are being learned B'schos Ezra Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zechet Avayin Reziv Gehagon, Bikarav Mamesh. The Mishnah Vav tells us, Kol Kachim, Shenishchetu Chutzos Manon, V'chutzom Kaimon, any Kachim, any Karbonos, they were shech with the intention that they're going to be eaten, Chutzos Manon, beyond the proper time they're allowed to be eaten, or outside of the proper place where they're allowed to be eaten. These are considered Psulam Mikdashim, their Apostle, Harayel Yisarefus, they have to be burned. Now, Ashim Tolu Yisaref, and Ashim Tolu has to be burned. We know that an Ashim Tolu is brought when a person is not so sure if they did a particular Aveira. So up until they discover whether or not they did it, they have to bring this Ashim Tolu. And let's say after it was shechted, they found out that they actually didn't do that Aveira. So it turns out that it's Psulam Mikdashim, therefore the Tanakhama says it has to be burned. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says that no, it's not considered that, and you cover, therefore it should be buried. Another din, Chata Sa'if HaBaal Safek. A bird chatos, which comes only because of safek, and we're actually going to learn about this in the beginning of the next Masechta. For example, a woman who's not so sure if she actually gave birth to something that's considered a child, or perhaps it doesn't have the din of a child, so it's a safek if she has to bring a chatos oif, therefore we actually bring this bird, whereas instead of being brought in the Mizbech, tisarf, it has to be burned, because it's considered pasul, whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, it's not considered regular psulam mikdashim, and therefore, yatilenu la'ama, it should be put into the ama, which means it requires kavura, but since it's a bird, it doesn't actually have to be buried in the ground, it could be put into the Amma, which is a small channel or canal of water going through the Azara that spills out into a valley outside beyond the Beis HaMikdash, so the bird could be put in there and then it's swept out there. The Mishnah concludes, Kol Nisrafim lo yikaveru v'chanik barim lo yisarefu. Anything that has to be burned cannot be buried. Anything that's to be buried cannot be burned. That's because something that's supposed to be burned, one is not going to benefit from it, and the fear is that if it's buried, someone might dig it up and benefit from it, and anything which is supposed to be buried can't be burned. That's because something that's supposed to be burned, afterwards, the ashes are permitted for use, but something that's buried is never permitted for use. Therefore, if it's supposed to be buried, it can't be burned. However, Rabbi Yehuda says that no, imratzal hachmer al atzmai, lister v'esanik barim, rashai. If a person wants to be machmer and burn something which is supposed to be buried, he's allowed to and won't have to be afraid that someone's going to end up benefiting from the ashes. However, amrulai, the chum told him, ene mutter l'shanos, it's not mutter to change. If it's supposed to be buried, it has to be buried and it's not allowed to be burned. Hajolach mesachas tmura, mazdor for finishing this mesachta, just like we zecha finish mesachas tmura together, we should be zecha finish the entire Shisha Seder mission together. And without further ado, we move on right into the brand new Masechta, Maseches Krisos. Now, the name of this Masechta comes from the word Kares, and we know there's a number of different Averis or Lavim in the Torah that come along with the punishment of Kares, which is actually Machlaikes, what exactly it is. Kares literally means to be cut off, so everyone agrees in some way or another, the person who is over this Isser of Kares is going to be cut off. The question is, does that mean that he's going to die young, and that's what it means to be cut off? Maybe it means that he's going to die without children. Perhaps it's not physical, maybe it's a spiritual cutting off in the world to come, but either way, this is a very chomer punishment, the punishment of Kares. Now, even though the Masechta has this name Krisos, we're actually not going to be talking about Kares for the majority of the Masechta. We just begin by talking about Kares. Actually, most of the Masechta is going to be discussing different Karbonos, for example, Chatos and Asham, and other ones. So Mishnah Aleph begins by telling us, Shloshim Sheish Krisos B'Torah, there are 36 different Krisos in the Torah, meaning there are 36 different times the Torah tells us that if a person is over the following thing, they're going to get Kares. So here's the first grouping, and all has to do with the Isra of Arayas, forbidden relationships. Habalo Aim, someone who's Baal his mother, Val Isha's Av, and the wife of his father, Val Akala, on his daughter in law, Habalo Zachur, someone who's with a male, Val Behema, with an animal, Val Isha Mavia Sabema Olel, or a woman that brings an animal onto herself, Habalo Ishu Bita, one who's Baal a woman and her daughter, Val Isha's Ish, or on a married woman, Habalo Chaisai, one who's with his sister, Val Chais Aviv, or the sister of his father, Val Chais Imai, sister of his mother, Val Chais Ishtai, the sister of his wife, Val Isha's Achiv, the wife of his brother, Val Isha's Achi Aviv, or the wife of the brother of his father, Balanida, or a woman who's considered Nida. These 15 Isri Arayas all come along with an Isser of Kares. Now we go on to the next grouping, Hamagadef, one who curses Hashem, Va'ivet Avayt Zara, he does Avayt Zara, Va'nosim Yizara L'Molech, he gives his children over to Molech, which is a type of Avayt Zara, Val'ayv, is some sort of Kishuv, it's where a person brings up somebody from the dead, and Hamachal Shabbos, one's Machal Shabbos. Now that's the end of the second grouping. Now moving on to the third grouping, the following come along with a Chiyuv of Malkus, if a person does them in Mezid, and he has warning from Edom. V'tamei she'achaz ha'kodesh, a person who's tamei who ate kodshim, or v'habal mikdash tamei, somebody who's tamei and he goes into the Beis HaMikdash, ha'ichol chele v'dam noiser pigol, if he eats either forbidden fats or blood or noiser, which is a carbon that's left beyond the time it's allowed to be eaten, and pigol is a carbon that was shechted with intention that he's going to eat michutz l'zmanoi. Also, ha'shechet v'mal v'chutz, somebody who shechts an animal or he brings it up outside the Beis HaMikdash, or ha'ichol chametz v'pesach, he eats chametz v'pesach, va'ichol v'oisem melacha v'yom kippurim, if he eats or does malacha on Yom Kippur, hamafatim is hashemen, one who makes the shemen hamishcha, which means he blends all the spices necessary for the shemen hamishcha and he makes it in the same recipe of the Shemen HaMeshcha, also Vamafat HaMesach HaKetayres, one who blends all the spices of the Ketayres and all the proper measurements, and Vasach B'Shemen HaMeshcha, one who actually uses the Shemen HaMeshcha for their own personal benefit. That's that. And then the last two actually are in their own unique category, HaPesach V'HaMila. If a person does not bring Karban Pesach, or if a person does not get a Bris Mila, B'mitzvah Saseh, those two are Mitzvah Saseh, meaning as opposed to all the other ones we just learned in the Mishnah, which the Pasuk says about them, do not do it. These last two, the Pasuk says that we should do it. We should eat the Karban Pesach, and we should get a Bris Mila. And if one does not do so, they're Oyver Naseh, but it comes along with Kares. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Beis and Gimel. Continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.